Hello, everybody. How's it going? Welcome back to the Justin Rogers Sports Podcast. I know I've been bombarding you with podcasts this week, but hey, I have time to record finally. And I mean, it's an exciting time of the year for me as a sports fan. I know I've been saying that a lot recently, but I can't help it. It's the truth. My last podcast, I want to say I talked about baseball, and then I talked about the 49ers. So it's been a few days since I've talked about the Golden State Warriors, and that's what I wanted to focus on primarily throughout this podcast. I believe the last time I talked about the Warriors was after their crucial win against the Hawks. I say crucial just because of the circumstances of that game and how close it was at the end. It was really down to the wire, and that was an exciting win. But the Warriors have played a few games since then. Most recently, within the last week or so, they played against the Houston Rockets, in which they lost in double overtime, 132 to 127. And that was actually a really interesting game, despite the Warriors going cold there at the end in overtime. You can tell they were fatigued. But that was a phenomenal game throughout. Kevin Durant had 39 points, shot 12 of 28 from the field, so definitely below his average for the season. He only made 3 of 11 on his threes, and then he went 12 of 12 from the free throw line, so that's good. He had 13 rebounds overall and 2 assists, so he's really done a good job rebounding the basketball and really contributing on all aspects of the court. And then you have Draymond Green. He had 20 points and on 9 of 15 shooting, and he had 15 rebounds and 9 assists, so just one assist shy of a triple-double, and he maybe could have gotten it if he didn't foul out in overtime. But hey, that's the way it goes. Nothing you can do about it now. Klay Thompson, he had 15 points. He shot absolutely terribly. He shot 4 of 20 from the floor and 3 of 13 from threes, which is a little disappointing. Klay Thompson's been shooting really well as of late, and I'm going to get a little more into that later, because in one of the games after, he had a historic night. But anyways, back to this game. Steph Curry had 28 points. He didn't shoot the ball particularly well either. He shot 9 of 22, 4 of 13 from the three-point line. He only had 3 rebounds and 5 assists. Andre Iguodala was another main contributor. He had 10 points on 3 of 4 shooting, including 2 of 3 from the 3-point line, and he had 4 rebounds and 5 assists off the bench. That's pretty much their only source of scoring off the bench. JaVale McGee only had 1 point, Ian Clark had 4, and Sean Livingston had 4, and James Michael McAdoo had 4. So that was their only bench scoring for tonight. And then I want to look at the Rocket stats. You have Ryan Anderson. He had 29 points on 9 of 17 shooting. He killed the Warriors from the 3-point line. He shot 5 of 10 from 3-point range. So phenomenal game for him. And then also phenomenal game from James Harden in 45 minutes. He played a lot tonight. Houston star player had 29 points on 8 of 23 shooting, 2 of 11 from 3-point range. Not a great night shooting by any means, but it's what else he did. He got to the line 14 times, made 11 of those free throws, and he had 15 rebounds and 13 assists. So, incredible night all around from him. Not really the best shooting night, and he actually didn't really take care of the ball that well now that I look at it. He had 7 turnovers, but I mean, 15 rebounds from a guard and then 13 assists. That's unbelievable, and one of the main reasons why they're able to win that game. Also, Eric Gordon off the bench had 23 points on 9 of 19 shooting, including 4 of 9 from 3-point range. And then Sam Dekker had 11 points. Their bench just played better than the Warriors bench. Montrezl Harrell, I have no idea if I'm saying that right. He had 13 points off the bench as well. So, I mean, that's where the difference in this game was with the between the benches, between the two teams. Nonetheless, both teams going to be contributors, and most likely going to be playoff teams at the end of the year. So, great matchup from them. They always play each other tough. I mean, the Warriors played the Rockets in the playoffs last year, and that series kind of came down to the wire. Actually, not really, now that I think about it. But I mean, there's some games that were close in that series, and the Rockets played the Warriors tough. So expect more of the same throughout the rest of the year. And then the next game I kind of want to talk about is after that, the Warriors bounce back and just absolutely trash the Phoenix Suns. They beat them 138 to 109. So, absolute domination there. This is the Warriors' eighth win of 20 plus points. And then Kevin Durant had a phenomenal game. He had 20 points, but he only shot 7 field goals. He made 5 of those 7, including 1 of 1 from 3-point range and 9 of 9 from the line. So that's how he got the bulk of his points. He had 4 rebounds and 8 assists. And then you have Draymond Green, 9 points. And let's see what he did. He had only five rebounds, which is pretty low for Draymond Green. He averages, I want to say, around 9 or 10 a game. Maybe more realistically, maybe 8 or 9. But anyways, that's still below his season average. He had 13 assists, though, and that's one thing that Draymond Green does that most forwards don't do. The way he sees the court and the way he's able to distribute the ball is phenomenal and a huge part of the Warriors' success. Then you have Klay Thompson. He had 26 points on 10 of 17 shooting, including 6 of 7 from 3-point range. So nice bounce back game from him. And overall, lately, he's been shooting the ball really well, especially from 3-point range after that rough start to the season. He also had 5 rebounds, which is pretty good for Klay, and 3 assists, which is pretty good for Klay by his standards. And then Steph Curry had 31 points on 10 of 15 shooting, 5 of 7 from 3-point range, and he had 2 rebounds and 2 assists. So Steph Curry, he's really been kind of up and down with the assists this year. One game he'll have 6 or 7, the next game he'll have like 2 or 3. You just never know with him. But I mean, as long as Draymond Green is piling in the assists and the Warriors as a whole are piling in the assists, they're going to be just fine. It seems like they average 30 assists per game. I mean, if not, damn near close to it. Then off the bench, JaVale McGee had probably one of his best games of the year. He had 11 points on 4 of 6 shooting, and he got to the line, was able to shoot 6 free throws. So he got to the line a little bit, and he only had 2 rebounds. But he didn't really play that long. He only played 12 minutes. I want to say he had a block shot in there. No, he didn't. Not in this game. And then, also off the bench, David West had probably his best game as a Warrior as well. He had 10 points on 5 of 6 shooting. So, great game from him. 2 rebounds, 2 assists as well. And then Ian Clark had 9 points on 3 of 4 shooting. And Kevon Looney had 4 points on 2 of 3 shooting. So, Warriors bench played pretty well in this game. The Warriors as a whole played pretty well. I mean, you had 3 starters scoring over 20 points. I mean, more often than not, if you do that, you're going to win the game, especially from the Warriors' standpoint. Eric Bledsoe for the Suns played pretty well. He had 27 points, 10 of 19 shooting. Devin Booker, I think this is second or third year guard out of Kentucky. He had 21 points on 8 of 17 shooting. Then off the bench, Brandon Knight had 14 points, and Dragan Bender had 10 points off the bench. That's pretty much all the scoring for the Suns in this game. Yeah. So, Warriors win there. And then, just the next game, which was really, really exciting to watch highlights of. I didn't get to see this game because I was working, actually, which is a bummer, but this was definitely a historic night. Kevin Durant had 20 points on 9 of 14 shooting. He had 7 rebounds, or 8 rebounds, excuse me, 4 assists. And no, that is not historic. That's pretty solid night by his standards. Draymond Green was able to chime in, 5 rebounds and 10 assists. So rebounding again down a little bit, but he was able to distribute the ball effectively. And then you have Steph Curry, who didn't really do much tonight scoring-wise. He only had 13 points on 4 of 10 shooting. And he had 11 assists, which was pretty good. That's probably the most he's had this season. He also had 2 steals, so great game for Steph Curry. And then off the bench, you have Ian Clark. He had 11 points on 5 of 9 shooting. He led the team off the bench in scoring. JaVale McGee had 9 points, and he had 8 rebounds. and two blocks. So this is the game I was thinking of where he had the couple block shots. And then you have Patrick McCaw coming off the bench as well, scoring 9 points on 3 of 8 shooting. So solid shooting from the rookie guard. Kind of want to see that shooting percentage go up, and I kind of want to see how he develops over the next couple years. I'm not really expecting too much out of him this year, but I mean, he is a pretty solid player, and I really like that the Warriors drafted him. He had 4 rebounds and 5 assists as well, so he's able to show that length and size off the bench and corral some rebounds. And then, of course, you may have mentioned, I did not mention Klay Thompson yet, and this is where the historic night comes in. Klay Thompson pours in a career-high 60 points. It's the first time a Warrior has done that since the 70s, I want to say 73, 74. He went 21 of 33 from the field, including 8 of 14 from three-point range, and then 10 of 11 from the 9. And to go along with that 60-point performance, only 2 rebounds and 1 assist, so good for Klay. That just cracks me up. 60 points and 1 assist. And the phenomenal thing about it is he scored 60 points in less than 30 minutes. It's the first time ever in NBA history that someone scored 60 points in less than 30 minutes. It makes me kind of wonder how many he would have gotten if he played the full, or if he played the fourth quarter, if he played his normal amount of minutes. But again, when you're beating a team this bad, there's no sense in doing it. Who cares how many points he is from breaking or from reaching Kobe's 81-point performance? I mean, probably could have got 80 if they left him in. But, I mean, you don't want to risk it. You don't want to make your players fatigued. So, I mean, what can you do? You ultimately want to be healthy and well-rested for the playoffs. So, I have no problem with how Steve Kerr handled it. Actually looking at it right now, Thompson joined Hall of Famers Wilt Chamberlain, Rick Barry, and Joe Fulks as the only Warriors to score 60 points. Barry was the last to do so, going off for 64 on March 26, 1974 against Portland. So, hey, I got it right, the year right. There is one other phenomenal thing about his performances. He only took 11 dribbles total, which is absolutely crazy. He had the ball in his hand for, I think it was like a minute and a half total, so he was just chucking up the shots left and right. He's just in rhythm. That's the best way I can describe it. And I wish I could have seen this game, but I watched some highlights, and you can just tell he was in the zone, and that's something that Klay Thompson is liable to do. Some nights he'll be off, especially this season. He's had quite a few off nights, but then the next night he'll just be totally on fire, and he just can't miss. I mean, last season he had the 37 points in one quarter. This season he has 60 points in less than 30 minutes. So, phenomenal game from Klay Thompson. And then one other play I want to talk about was this ridiculous alley-oop. Draymond Green threw the ball up court to Steph Curry, just chucked it. Steph Curry kind of like had to like jump to catch it, and then he noticed Kevin Durant running behind him, so like when he was in the air, it looked like he just threw it behind him, not even looking, just threw it up in the air for Kevin Durant to finish, and Kevin Durant just had this sweet two-handed dunk, and it was a spectacular alley-oop. That's really the last thing I want to talk about in this game. And then last but not least, earlier tonight, the Warriors played against the division rival Los Angeles Clippers, and this was a game that was highly talked about. I mean, these are two rivals. They don't like each other, especially as of late, and people were saying how the Clippers could give the Warriors a lot of trouble this season, and early on in the season, they were actually ahead of the Warriors, and it's not the case anymore. The Clippers are kind of going on a losing streak as of late. I think they've lost like 4 of the last 6 games. I mean, they're still doing really well. I think they're like 16-7 so far this year. But phenomenal game for the Warriors. Kind of a lackluster performance for the Clippers. I know that's pretty disappointing, especially given the early season woes the Warriors have had at Staples Center. It's not the case this time. Kevin Durant, he didn't really have that great of a night. He had 16 points, but he shot 5 of 17, which is really uncharacteristic of Kevin Durant, especially this year in a Warriors uniform. And he had 8 rebounds and 7 assists, so, I mean, he's able to make up for that lackluster shooting performance. And then Draymond Green really had a great night. He had 22 points on 8 of 10 shooting, which is good to see because Draymond Green doesn't really seem like he's scoring near as much this year. I think he averaged 14 points a game last year, and he's only averaging like 10 this year. So his scoring's down. I think his shooting's down too. At least whenever I look, it seems like his shooting percentage is down. He's not really having a great night. But 8 of 10 for Draymond Green, that's phenomenal, including 3 of 5 on threes. He also had 5 rebounds to go along with it, and then 4 assists and 2 steals. So pretty typical Draymond Green performance. Rebounding was down a little bit, but I mean, overall, phenomenal game. Klay Thompson, again, had a pretty solid game. He had 24 points on 8 of 18 shooting, 3 of 6 from the 3, and let's see, he had 4 rebounds and 6 assists, and no, excuse me, 4 rebounds and 3 assists, sorry. But overall, good game from Klay. Steph Curry also didn't really shoot it particularly well. I mean, 19 points, 7 to 16 overall, that's not too bad. But then you look at the glaring stat, which is 0 for 8 from threes. Very un-Steph Curry-like. I mean, hey, inside the three-point line, he was 7 of 8. So he's able to find a way to score. He also did pretty well on the boards. He had 4 rebounds and he had 6 assists. But probably the most glaring stat here that I like to talk about is he had 7 steals, which is definitely a season high for Steph Curry. I think it ties his career high. I'm not entirely sure, but phenomenal night on the defensive end. It kind of shuts up the critics saying he can't guard Chris Paul or he can't play defense at all. So, I mean, Steph Curry, I'm not saying he's a great defender. He's not the best defender by any means, but he still finds ways to make plays on the defensive end and shows he's more than just a scorer or offensive player. Off the bench, Iguodala had 10 points. He's been playing really well lately, actually, especially for him getting up there in age. I think he's in his low to mid-30s, but he's still balling. He's still playing pretty well. He had 10 points on 5 of 8 shooting. Then Ian Clark had 7 points on 3 of 7 shooting. That's pretty much it from the bench. Sean Livingston had 5 points. No one else really did much. David West, 2 points. JaVale McGee, 4 points. Kevon Looney, 2 points. So again, another night where the Warriors bench hasn't scored particularly a lot of points, but they're still able to get the job done and score just enough. And I think a big testament of that is how the Warriors were playing on the defensive end, especially guarding Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin seemed like he tried to take Draymond Green one-on-one way too much, and he had 12 points, but only on 5 of 20 shooting, and 9 rebounds overall, and then 2 assists. Turned the ball over 7 times, so it's not a great night for him. DeAndre Jordan had 12 rebounds and 10 points, so double-double for him. And then Chris Paul had 15 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, turned it over twice. So Warriors found a way to stop those guys. Jamal Crawford definitely had the best night for the Clippers off the bench. He had 21 points, shot 3 of 6 from 3-point range, and that's pretty much where bulk of their scoring came from. Most Bates in his return against the Warriors, not his return to Oracle because they play the game at Staples Center in LA, but first time playing against the former team, and he had 15 points off the bench on 6 of 10 shooting, so very typical Most Bates shooting night. Austin Rivers had 14 points off the bench, 4 of 10 shooting, but the Warriors pretty much set the pace from the beginning. I think they outscored them 37 to 19 in the first quarter, and then it was just pretty much all Warriors from there. So really great game against a division rival, a conference rival on the road. With that win, the Warriors are now 10-1 on the year on the road. So pretty solid play for them so far on this season. They play again tonight. Not entirely sure who they play. I think it's the Jazz. I'm gonna just look that up real quick just because I don't want to give any false information. Yeah, the Warriors play the Jazz today at 6 p.m. So be on the lookout for that. The Warriors might rest their stars. I don't know. Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant all say they want to play. So I assume if they want to play, they'll play. Maybe not extended minutes, but I feel like they'll definitely play tonight. Anyways, that's it for the Justin Rogers Sports Podcast, the last installment of this podcast, as a part of my senior project. I hope you've all enjoyed listening to these podcasts. I'm definitely going to continue to try and post some whenever I have the chance over winter break and in the future in general. So be on the lookout for that. But until then, have a good rest of your week.